For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump confirms U.S. officials are on the ground in North Korea to continue preparations for the Singapore summit, which he canceled on Thursday. U.S. officials have dangled the possibility of making economic concessions to the North if the regime fully denuclearizes. But former CIA Director Michael Hayden worries there's not enough time for the president to prepare.
Kim Jong-un knows his program inside and out. I think he knows what he can concede and what it means and what he cannot concede. I don't know that the president has done the kind of homework that would allow him to do this.
While U.S. diplomats continue their talks with the North, Kim Jong-un and President Moon Jae-in have agreed to meet again on June 1st, and generals from both sides will also meet separately to discuss easing military tensions. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump confirms U.S. officials are on the ground in North Korea to continue preparations for the Singapore summit, which he canceled on Thursday. U.S. officials have dangled the possibility of making economic concessions to the North if the regime fully denuclearizes. But former CIA Director Michael Hayden worries there's not enough time for the president to prepare.
Kim Jong-un knows his program inside and out. I think he knows what he can concede and what it means and what he cannot concede. I don't know that the president has done the kind of homework that would allow him to do this.
While U.S. diplomats continue their talks with the North, Kim Jong-un and President Moon Jae-in have agreed to meet again on June 1st, and generals from both sides will also meet separately to discuss easing military tensions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
Millions of Americans are in the path of subtropical storm Alberto, the first named storm of the hurricane season. Forecasters say the center of the storm was about 165 miles west of Tampa and had top winds of 50 miles per hour. WFOR-TV meteorologist Craig Setzer is tracking the storm.
We're seeing the storm continuing to move to the north and northwest today in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. And as impressive as it looks on satellite here, really spun up, it hasn't gotten a lot stronger. Storm is pretty big, sprawling across much of Florida and into the western Atlantic Ocean, but it's really that's where the stormy weather has been, away from the center today. This big band of showers and thunderstorms moving to the north, some gusty winds as well.
President George H.W. Bush is back in the hospital again. A spokesperson for the 41st president said he's been admitted to Southern Maine Health Care near his home in Kennebunkport after experiencing low blood pressure and fatigue. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A small village just outside St. Louis is rushing to clean up a hateful vandalism spree. USA's Chris Barnes has more details.
A 34-year-old man's in custody accused of vandalizing an Illinois cemetery and nearby homes with swastikas. Authorities discovered on Saturday more than 200 headstones at the Sunset Hill Cemetery in Glen Carbon had been defaced. Officials say work began immediately to clean up the vandalism before a Memorial Day event on Monday that aims to honor the 1,300 veterans.